Pickles? Pickles?
Are you looking for the stuffed dog, ma'am?
Thank you.
Well, that's so cute you thought she'd run back. She's stuffed is all.
I can't lose her.
She's a stuffed Pomeranian. Pomeranian mixed with Gold Retriever.
Gold Retriever and Pomeranian? Of course I know that. I saved her from a pound.
And then she died anyways, and you stuffed her like...
Don't listen to them, Pickles. You're a real boy. A real boy, dog. Hey, what can I do? Hey, can I pick up your trash for free? I'm the city garbage man. I have that power.
Well, sure.
This dog means everything to me. I can't believe he ran off like that. You silly little boy. I don't know what I would do if I lost him again.
Ma'am, I hate to keep bringing this up, but I think you're a little delusional, see? That dog's as stuffed as a Build-A-Bear next door.
What do you love the most?
I guess my mother.
If she died and someone said, you can keep her close with you forever, she'll never age another day, you wouldn't take the chance to freeze her in time. Frozen in the moment, freeze her in time. Everything in my life changes, dumpster after dumpster. But this one thing that matters, it's this little pupper. When she had her accident, I'd worried that she'd always go away. But I gave her to the nice stuffing man, and now Pickles is here to stay. Frozen in time, frozen in time, forever mine, frozen in time. What would you like to freeze in time? If you could freeze anything. Hey, that parrot on your shoulder. You seem awful close, don't you?
Yep.
And if something were bad to happen to that parrot, why, you'd be awful sad, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Huh. Well, anyway, thanks for helping me find my dog. But nice to meet you. Do you think I'll ever see you again?
I don't know.
Ah, well, anywho, I hope I remember this moment forever. It's locked up in here. Frozen in time. A five, a six, a five, six, seven, eight.
Musical Monday! Musical Monday!
Is that a lost log?
No, it's a garbage man and a lost dog.
Musical Monday!
Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Caleb, Zach, and Shay. This is Caleb.
Hi.
I'm Zach. This is Shay, and we're at Improv Broadway. And this is your first time tuning in. This is the show where we review the best musicals that have never been reviewed before. They've existed somewhere in the multiverse, and we have siphoned them through the Space Stone into our podcasting studio to record some of the best song ever. And today, boy oh boy, it's incredible. Garbage Man and the Lost Dog. Boy howdy.
Garbage Man and the Lost Dog. So, it's Garbage Man. We obviously, you know, we've seen the first song. He loses his dog. Someone brings it to him. It's stuffed. We're thinking, what's going on here? It keeps happening over and over and over again. Like, a couple times a month. Dog just disappears. Don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
How does this stuffed dog, and like, does he know it's stuffed? Does he know it's totally dead? You know, we think so, but he's a little whoopity doopity, you
right.
know.
It really forces the question onto us, what is life and what's alive?
Mm.
Yeah, so you find out that the dog's spirit once every month finds itself back in its body, and that's how it keeps running away.
Mm. Oh, that time of month.
Yeah, it's the dog's period.
The dog's soul period.
That's right. Yeah. It's very emotional for that one week when it comes back into its body.
Yeah.
Yes, it's, what is it? You have your, let's list off the actual cycles. You have your, what is it, lupin cycle? Your lupin week? Your luminal?
Your luteral.
Yeah, your luteral.
Luteral phase.
But when you're a ghost, it's buteral.
Buteral phase.
Yeah, that's when the veil between life and death is thinned.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's a different phase from your period.
Yes, that's the happy phase, right? Typically?
Well, it's only in the body for a week.
Yeah, but it's in your luteal phase. It's like, I feel good, I feel great. Isn't that like the week off?
Yeah, but it's in the dog's body on its period. So it couldn't be in the dog's body in its luteal phase.
I think what Kayla's trying to say is during the buteral phase, it starts to wane, but not completely. It can't go all the way through.
Oh, okay.
And it's not until it's fully menstrual that it's able to cross the barrier into the dog.
Right. Well, not to give a lesson on the woman's body, but it usually goes PMS, and then premenstrual,
right?
Period.
So the softening of the veil takes 2 weeks with the luteal phase and the PMS phase.
Yeah, you know, dogs' hormones work different than ours. That's what we're discovering.
And this is magic spirit stuff.
Yeah,
so it's also different.
Yeah, it's just a little different, but it's very beautiful and empowering for this dog. And so, you know, the dog sees their owner just once a month, and in this song we're just gonna see it's, you know, it's noticing that the owner is aging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what that's like for a dog.
Yeah.
When the owner,
it's their, what, it's once a month.
Yeah.
It's, you know, 12 days out of a year the dog is alive and sees what's happening, and so many things changing when it's not there.
Yeah, yeah, it's not dog so months fast. It's human months. And I didn't make this point, but someone said that humans to dogs are like elves to humans, because they live their whole life and grow old, and we barely change. And so to us, we're like this otherworldly creatures.
Mm. Right?
So we'll see if that pops up in the song at all. we see this dog struggling with this post-living dog in a menstrual stuffed body looking at their owner struggling with their aging.
Yeah. Who, I mean, the guy's like 32, 33, but he looks at least 40.
He doesn't take care of himself at all. He's got all aches and pains all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In this song,
the dog days are still here. Ruff, ruff, bark, bark. I can see an attack coming on your heart. Ruff, ruff, ouch, ouch. It's hard to see your back start to slouch. Scoliosis, who's doing this? Who's tormenting your human body? Oh wait, that's just age. That's the cruelest monstrosity. Bark, bark, arf, arf. I'm just a simple labdoodle golden retriever. But I believe you're gonna live forever. You're gonna live forever, at least in dog years. You're gonna live forever. When I look at you in your non-droopy ears, all I want you to say in here is, come here, boy. I've got lots of toys and a big old bowl of juicy meat cubes, but you've got so much to lose. What am I gonna do when you're to eat some more of your toes. But no, I can't. That's only what cats do. But who will clean up my poop? I really need you to live forever. You need to live forever. In dog years, you gotta live forever. I can't understand your ancient language, but I know that a dog's best friend is mankind. So be kind. It's crazy that a dog only lives up to 20 years. And kids cry when we die. Oh, is that fair? We should all live forever. We should all live forever. So if you, a human, stuffed me a dog, then I'm gonna make that process revolve. I'm gonna stuff you just like a pie. I'm gonna stuff you until you die. So you'll die forever. You'll be a die forever. No longer alive, but stuck here with me forever. Even if it's just in dog years, you'll be here forever.
Ah, beautiful. The wife does hear every word that dog sings, and then goes to her husband and says, "Sweetheart, I think your dog is planning on stuffing you till you die." And then the garbage man has a tough choice to make because he loves his wife. But man, he loves his dog.
So he's got to take his wife out to the dump.
And he does.
Dump her, if you will.
Dumps her, eh? Yeah.
gotta dump the trash.
And he does the whole machine. He says, "Honey, sat over there." Goes.
He says, "Sweetie, I wish you didn't force me to do this.
This is on you.
You've left me no choice."
She says, "I was just warning you." Too late. He's so made his choice. Late.
Yeah. So she's in the dump.
You could have broken up with me.
Yeah. And so
she's still alive.
Still alive. Oh, she lives at the dump now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. With all the other dumped wives.
She finds a sweet home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A sweet home made of trash, too much consumption.
You'd be surprised on everything we find at the dump. Yeah. We can hang ourselves with all these novelty neckties.
She finds a pony to ride twice.
Gets bored. Sits on the factory like glue.
You haven't ridden a pony until you've ridden a trash pony.
Wild trash ponies are some of the most majestic creatures I've ever seen.
They're like unicorns. Their horns are made of traffic cones.
Traffic cones, yes.
Every trash pony has got a traffic cone.
And their multicolored mane is just different oil, like grease and oil. Yeah. So it shines in the light.
So like a rainbow shine on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're beautiful. If you dare to see one.
If you dare to see one. We must save the last dump pony.
The last unicorn reference.
Yeah. Okay, so wife's at the dump, right? And she's like, "Man, I mean, life here with my trash pony unicorn is pretty rad, but I do miss plumbing. Mm-hmm. I miss my free people. Is that what it's called? I miss my free people coveralls. And she's like, "How can I get attention from my husband? All these other dumped wives and partners want to get attention from their husbands. So like, we will shut the power off the whole city because it's right next door to the dump, as many cities are laid out that way. And then something happens with the electricity." What was the name of the song?
Yeah, I'm not seeing one. But, you know, ironically, this last song is named Willie T.
It is.
That's the garbage band's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Willie T. And so the town has an intervention.
Yeah.
After the women turned off the power, they said, you know, you gotta let go of this dog, man.
And let You're me tell you about this town. It's actually a really cool town. It's a matriarchy because the women control the power, the men control the trash. He's the garbage man, and then the power women. Isn't that cool?
Right, but sad, even in a matriarchy, the men are taking women to the dump. Feels more like a patriarchy. It feels like they set it up to be a matriarchy, but it's a Wizard of Oz situation where behind the curtain, it's it's really like, men
it's really
control.
Even worse. Behind the dump.
Yeah. Right, so.
And they discussed that a little bit in the last song, too.
Yeah, a tiny bit. So, it's a town having an intervention. We have maybe three characters.
This is, and it's a trial.
Yeah, it's the reverse I Am Legend, where, you know, he loves his dog so much. Don't hang on, Zach. I'm just remembering.
When you said reverse I Am Legend, it explains itself.
It's a throwaway joke. No. Please don't attach yourself to this.
Why would I? It's not in the song.
Right.
Of course.
This is all about the trial of Willie T.
The trial of Willie T.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he's being faced with his crimes.
Yeah.
Willie T.
We're joint judges.
the matriarchy speaking unison. Or should we say uni-daughter. You have been charged with dumping your wife.
Literally.
How do you plead?
Willie T, who's the dog?
Willie T, who's the dog?
Human in the doghouse.
We got a human in the doghouse.
Willie T, where's your humanity? You left your woman in the trash you fin for herself in all the dumpster land.
Exhibit A, his wife in the dump right here. Exhibit B, she's not feeling right here. Exhibit C, the whole town coming to disown. Oh, Willie T.
We call Willie T's wife, Barbara, to the stand to testify.
Hi, Barbara. Barbara Garbageman. I was just trying to warn him that his stuffed dog was trying to kill him. I really wasn't making an ultimatum at all. I think he jumped to conclusions pretty quickly.
Human in the doghouse.
We got a human in the doghouse.
Willie T, I hope that you plead a solid guilty. 'Cause anyone can see that Barbara had to make her shorts out of banana peels. How do you feel about that? She's had to drink poisonous gas. Disgusting, Willie T.
Oh, Willie T, you are in a stranger position. We're gonna skip over discovery depositions. And I think that it's time we just go to judgment.
We got a human in the doghouse.
Human in the doghouse.
We got a human in the doghouse.
We got a human in the doghouse.
We got a human in the doghouse.
Willie T, we sentence you to a lifetime in a dog house.
Tim Allen, Shaggy Dog style. You will learn your lesson like a dad from a late 90s movie.
Don't I get to defend myself? I call my surprise witness, Pickles, to the stand. Luckily, he's past the luteal phase, the PMS phase, and is straight in his MS phase.
I'm a girl, you dimwit. I have a period.
Pickles, I thought you were a boy, dog.
You never checked my privates, you idiot.
I'm not a pervert, Pickles. You want me to look down there, Pickles? You are always
sexist. You're sexist against women and dogs.
New crime.
Humans and
sentence this dog to death.
New crime, never looking at a dog's privates to see what they
are. New crime, solicitation for looking at a dog's privates.
New crimes, never giving me human food, letting me eat human poop sometimes.
New crime, making me love you to betray me just at the end.
New crime, not letting me stuff you so you could live forever. You stuffed me, you taxidermist.
I never said you couldn't. It was my wife who said I couldn't.
Willie T, you are sentenced to be taxidermied and stuffed. Till death do you part.
Also, all the Tim Allen stuff still stands. We're just going in a taxidermy direction. Understood?
We got a human in the doghouse. A human in the doghouse. About to be a dog. About to be a dog. Dog in the doghouse.
Stuff him with stuff. Stuff him with stuff.
All the stuff you can find, just stuff him with stuff. Stuff him with stump. Stuff him with dump. Stuff him with dump. Tell this fool enough.
We got a human in the doghouse.
And now just a human in a dog.
Human in a dog, human in a dog, human in a dog, dog house.
Court adjourned. Slam, slam, slam.
Gavel, gavel, gavel.
Boil and trouble.
Well, I think we just made improv cool.
Justice is served. I had no idea musicals had so much giggling. Well, we hope that you felt justice listening to this musical, and we hope you don't think it was a miscarriage of justice and a waste of your time, because I don't think it was. Not for me. Certainly not for Sweet Seaman. But we hope that you will enter into our house, and we'll never call you a dog, but sometimes we'll show you the dogs here at... Beautiful.